I know that for most thought leaders in the digital marketing space, the idea of writing blog posts is a terrifying and frightening thing that nobody wants to do. But I have some great tips and ideas that will help make your content marketing efforts a whole lot more easy and way more effective, plus an amazing little blog map that I'm going to share for you to make your publishing that much easier on this episode of the Content Toolbox. All right, welcome. Today we are talking about writing good blog posts, which is something that like no digital marketer really wants to utter coming out of their mouth, I'm pretty sure, but I'm going to change your mind. So before we get started, if you're new here at all, I'm Jen Neal. I'm the founder of Formula Done and the creator of the Content Activation Method. And what we do basically is we help small businesses in the digital marketing space, specifically working with thought leaders, and we help you take the content that you already have and use that to find and attract more qualified customers. If any of those things sound interesting, check out some of our other videos, visit our website, formuladone.com. We have tons of blogs for every episode that are going on, so you can get all sorts of amazing resources and info. So, all right, let's get to talking about blogs today. Yay! I know, it's like this four-letter word that nobody wants to do. But I promise you, they're super, super effective. So we're going to talk about why they're effective and kind of what things to look for when you are creating a blog, so that I'm going to help make this process much more simple for you and hopefully less painful, right? Okay, so let's dive in. All right, so let's talk first of all about like one of the biggest questions that I always get, which is, what do I even talk about? What do I write a blog about? And the answer is the stuff you're already talking about. If you are in this marketing game, chances are you have been on video. Chances are you've been on stage or podcasts or lives or something like that, right? You know your subject matter. So we feature your subject matter expertise. Now, specifically, how do you relate that down to topics? Well, one of the things that we like to do, and I've talked before about some of my team meetings and stuff, and I actually allow for a longer team meeting every single day. And part of that is just to sort of build camaraderie, but part of it is that we share stories and we share things that we've seen, you know, customers commenting on or from competition or in another forum or a Facebook group or something like that, where people are like, oh yeah, well, I saw somebody asking about this, right? Or we also look at some of the key influencers that we follow. So you guys know me. If you do, you know one of my favorite people that I follow is Neil Patel. So of course, we follow Neil Patel's channel and we're like, what kind of stuff is he doing that's really getting a lot of views? Or what kind of stuff is like his big blog post? You know, what is he really pushing? And so the idea of how to write good blog posts actually came up from a couple of things. This one came up in relation to following some of Neil Patel's videos, as well as working with some of our customers, and they have said, like, what do I actually write a blog about, right? And how do I know it's good? How do I do this? Because it's not in our normal skill set that we've been designed. We know how to get in front of a camera, right? But writing a blog is like, I'm not sure what to do. So when you're looking at these topics, it's great to follow those influencers. It's great to pay attention to the questions and things that come up. And that's a lot of how we actually come up with our topics is as we're telling different stories. And, you know, my team will be like, hey, this seems like a topic we should do an episode on. And so we kind of dig around and go, okay, yeah, that does seem to actually have a little bit of clout. And then we match it up to a targeted keyword. So we're like, this is what we want to talk about. Then we go find a keyword that matches, and that's where we start. Okay, so now you're like, I'm an expert in this. I know what I'm going to talk about. But we always add in a little bit of research. So I go look for exactly the keyword that we want to optimize for, and I search online. Say, who else is talking about this? Who else has written about this? Are there things that I need to include? Are there things that I'm missing in my own subject matter? Or are there things that other people are talking about that I'm like, yeah, I don't agree with that, and here's why. So it's a great way to kind of discover new subtopics and ideas within the idea that you're talking about. So go to Google, go to YouTube, go to competitors' websites, go to influencers' websites, look at things that they are talking about around the same subject matter. And the great thing is that you can use some of this for later. So keep track of all those links, right? As an extra hint, there are some easy ways to do some of these things, like some of your topic research and especially the keyword research. And those are all things that we cover in the Content Connection Academy course. So if that's a program that you're interested in, just go to contentconnectionacademy.com. You can check out some info on it. If this is something that you're like, okay, I like the idea, I just want some extra help making it through those steps. That's exactly what we cover there. Okay, plug over, right? Let's get back to where we're talking about. Okay, so you have done your research. You know the points that you want to cover. Now, here's what I like to do. And I am really, really good at going down a rabbit hole and making things really complicated. A lot of times I'll sit down to record and I'm like, oh, I got a whole lot of bullet points on here. This is going to be a long episode. And so Sandy, my video editor, has been like, yeah, let's try to keep those to 3 points, which honestly, I have found that it really works to have, here's my main topic, and then here's sort of 3 sub points that I'm talking about down underneath. So literally, I just start with a bullet list, create an outline. Here's my topic, here's the subtopics, and then here's the highlight points that I want to hit inside of each of those subtopics. Then here's a couple of pro tips of ways to make this really interesting. So go in and look at your outline and say, okay, what is the call to action that I want to bring people to? So when you're looking at your outline, you want to make sure those 3 points, right? So for instance, my 3 points for this episode are, we're talking about how to write a good blog post. So I want to start with how to create the outline and what goes in it. And then what is the point of the post? So we can talk about how long it should be and how many different references and things need to be included. And then finally, we're going to talk about good publishing practices and ways to make sure that your blog is getting viewed how you want it to get viewed. So those are my 3 sub points, right? So inside of that, I have, here's my outline. And then I go along and I say, okay, where can I insert a story? And ideally, I want to have a story for each one of the subpoints as well as the topic overall. So listen up for stories that I'm dropping in here, because it's something that we make sure that we do all the time. And as I'm creating that outline, I literally just go in and, okay, I'm going to tell a story about this. Okay, I'm going to tell a story about this. So then as I'm recording here, I have my cues and I can just look down at my bullet list and go, oh, that's what I was supposed to talk about, right? Okay. So I told you to put in a bunch of stories. Now, why do we want to include stories? Well, stories do a number of things. One, I think probably most important is they create that emotional connection to your audience. And when people are emotionally connected and engaged, they continue to read more. So let your personality come out. Let all of that fly. And that really, really happens when you're telling stories, right? So, like for instance, we actually used to do a separate story. I would actually look at a story. I would do our bridge story technique, which you can look up in some of our other episodes. But I would create a separate story, and we actually filmed them separate. And then we discovered, you know, it just would be a lot easier and a lot better of an episode to actually include these stories inside of what we're talking about. So now I just include a bunch of little stories inside of each one, and that's exactly how we produce our episodes, and then we pull bits of that out to create emails and social posts and things like that. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, so we want to have all the stories just to kind of make things interesting and support. So stories are a great way to support, like, here's my topic, and here is establishing authority, because you're like, I've experienced this in some way, right? It creates more engageable content. So just don't skip over the stories. Promise me that. Get some of your personality in there, and that's going to help you tenfold either way. One of the other awesome things about stories is, even if you don't want to go to the work of creating an entire really formatted blog post, which we're going to get into the what and the why here in just a minute, but Google, one of the things that Google actually recognizes as a ranking factor, so how high up you rank, is they really support things that are your personal experience. And so your story, that's exactly what it is your stories, because nobody else can recreate that. It's going to be completely original content, and it is from your perspective, your point of view. And so that is a thing that they support in terms of promoting website content, right? So if all you do is tell a really killer story, then that's okay, because it's still your story. It's still great content. And so just keep that in mind. Actually, that's how blogs started. Was literally almost like a public journal, right? It's my perspective, my story. So that is still a reasonable thing that you can do that can help your marketing efforts in Told. And then if you want to incorporate that in with actual content matter and subject matter, then that's where you can create those outlines and then incorporate your stories into the 3 points. I hope that makes a lot of sense. So one of the things that we do when we're creating our topics and our outlines is we actually batch these in segments of 8. And so we come up with 8 topics at one time. And now each of these take a while for for us to figure out. So it takes me about an hour and a half to kind of research, create my outline, figure out my stories, and get everything sort of prepped for recording. I know different people kind of have different amounts of time, right? Then from there, it goes into editing, and then we write our blog. And the blog typically takes a half an hour to an hour as well. Editing, a lot longer, but that's just because it's video, right? Bless you, Sandy. That's why we love her. Okay, so when we're creating our section of 8, now this is a tip that we got from Sunny Lenarduzzi, who is amazing. If you haven't followed her stuff, go check her out as well. She is a YouTube superstar. So Sunny recommends that you follow this pattern of 8. And there are 4 what she calls evergreen topics. And so that is your teachy, your how-to, your expertise that you are getting out there. Then we do 3 that are viral. And by viral, I don't mean like go look at what's the top headline in the news, if you could, if it relates. But we go look at our influencers and we're like, okay, what are they talking about? That are like the top videos on their YouTube channel? Or what are they advertising about right now? Because we know that those are things that are viral or people are really engaging with right now. So we look at those topics and then put our twist on it, create our own content. So that's 7. And then the final one is what we call a deep dive. And the deep dive episode is is the one that has nothing or very little to do with business. And it's all just about personality. So talking about getting to know personality, right? So we've done some, I did one on learning to scuba dive and overcoming my fears and stuff. I did one on my husband and I filed for divorce and ended up still staying together, thank God. But it's not doing with business, right? It's just literally you sharing your personality and sharing some stories about you. So that pattern is kind of what we repeat in chunks of 8. So if you look back at our videos, you'll see that you'll be able to start identifying that pattern. It's kind of fun. All right. So let's talk about the sort of elephant in the room, right? Which is when you look up other blogs, even if they're great blog posts, what happens most of the time is you get there and you have like 15 million ads that are popping up all over the place, right? For normal bloggers, and I think this is why most digital marketers sort of like hate the idea of blogging, because it looks so spammy and you have all these other ads and stuff all over there. You don't have to have those. That is how normal bloggers like make money. They attract a whole bunch of traffic and then they sell ad space because they're like, hey, I got a bunch of traffic, right? So the way that you can make money is replace those ads in your blog with your own calls to action. So you're going to have, as you're scrolling through, various different graphics or text links or videos or whatever you're going to put in there that's kind of going to break that up. And you link those then to your opt-in or to an offer. And that is how you can get readers being like, oh, I like this person, right? I kind of understand this girl, right? Oh, I want to learn more. Cool. I'm going to go opt in for one of her things. That's how that works, right? They become your own call, your own ads. So as you're looking at your outline, you want to figure out what is the call to action that you're going to lead people to, and then where are you going to talk about that CTA throughout your episode. Ideally, you wrap that in with stories, and you kind of have stories and CTAs sort of breaking up your content, and it just flows, right? Pretty awesome, right? Okay, so I mentioned graphics, and so we actually create graphics. I mean, we've done a bunch of different ones. You can look at some of our other blogs. In the past, we've done, we create tip graphics that we use on social media that always relate to our episode. We create some that are like call outs, like quotes or snippets or whatever you want to call them. So we'll pull those out and use those to create graphics that we insert into the blog. Now, if I am creating something that I'm referencing, like if I'm referencing something on Neil Patel's blog, or I found a stat on somebody else's site that I'm like, oh, that's really cool, I will use their graphic and share a link back to them and give the credit to them. Don't steal the credit, but giving backlinks back to other people is really awesome, actually, because when people give backlinks to you, backlinks help your SEO value, which is a whole other super nerdy thing. And for right now, we're just talking about writing a good blog post, but understand that no, like linking to other sites and stuff is actually recommended practice from Google. So, like on this episode, one of the graphics that we're actually going to create so that you can get, which hint, hint, go look in the description below and check out the blog post, because we actually are creating that blog visual map so that you can see how each of the where your graphic goes, headlines, your calls to action, how you're integrating all of that in. And so I created a visual map, like a blog map, right? So you can actually just go grab that graphic from our blog. So that's one that we have included in this one. So kind of think about the graphics you want to include, and if they're someone else's or your own, you're going to create it. You can also include, we always embed our YouTube video into the blog, and you can do plenty of other things. So it shouldn't just be a huge wall of text. It's nice to kind of break that up, because most people will just be like, skim, skim, skim. Oh, that looks interesting. Let me read that, right? It's just kind of the nature of how people work. Okay, so I mentioned way back in the research phase that to save those URLs. So you do want to save those links because, like I just mentioned, it does actually help your ranking value if you're giving links to other people. So your blog actually ranks better with Google when they're like, oh, you're actually trying to be a point of authority and drive traffic to other sites as well. So pro tip here is pay attention to who you're sending people to and make sure it's not a direct competitor. I was working with one of our customers where I was doing our corporate training program. So I was actually teaching their staff how to run the content activation system. And one of the guys was like, oh yeah, I'm just going to link to this. And I'm like, wait a minute, that seems like a direct competitor. Aren't they selling exactly what you guys are selling? He's like, yeah, that may not be the best of ideas. I mean, if you're that confident, that's fine. But I would probably not be sending traffic to one of my direct competitors. One of them that I do love to look for me specifically, is finding articles on like Forbes or Fortune 500 or any kind of tech kind of sites, right? And then I do send a lot of traffic over to like Neil Patel's site as well, because I know that these are trustworthy sites, and me linking to them actually helps boost our authority as well inside the blog, because we're like, yeah, here's our great info, and here is how it is backed up by these other sources. So you kind of sprinkle those through your blog, and or you can also include them down at the bottom in terms of like other references and send people off that way. So it's a great idea to look at the research that you did in the beginning and say, how can I incorporate at least a couple of these links into your blog? All right, so we talked about graphics and calls to action and links and your outline and stories and how you're just incorporating all of that in. So how does all that come together? Well, I highly recommend taking the little bit of extra time to do this, because I can't tell you how many, even customers that we've worked with, or just things that I've seen where it's like, that person clearly did no research, and we've all done it. I've done it myself, right? Okay, I gotta shoot a 5-minute video, right? I'm good on camera. I'll just hop on. And so we just pull up the camera and we just start going. And unless you actually have this outline in your mind of here's where the points I'm going through, then it just kind of sounds like a big ramble and you end up diminishing your authority and you end up not telling stories typically because in your head you're like, okay, I gotta get this out, right? So it becomes a much less interesting bit of content. And honestly, if you just take a little bit of this time to do some research, create your outline, how am I gonna incorporate things, then it's like, oh, I got a perfect plan, right? You know exactly what to do. And pro tip, I always start from video. So I actually, our process is I do this outline. I do it in a shared doc that everybody knows. We label them all by episode number. And then I record the video and then it gets handed off, right? So then my writer knows what I was talking about, the references that I was using, because it's all recorded in there. And so she can actually take all that information and actually just go write the blog. So how long does the blog need to be? Let's talk about that. All right. First of all, I want to know, is anybody else here actually consistently creating, whether you call it articles or advertorials or blogs or just content that you're adding to your website? If that's something that you're doing, share in the comments below and let us know how you are seeing your results or if you're doing anything different in terms of your prep. Love to hear it. Okay, so let's really talk about the length of the blog. And my best answer is going to be, it depends. I hate that answer. It's so annoying, but it actually makes sense here. So what is the point of the blog? So without going super deep into SEO here, just understand that SEO, search engine optimization, is a hugely effective tool and one that takes a long time to kind of curate. So there are people that are posting blog content every day or every week or twice a month. So the more you're posting, the more authority you're creating with all of this awesome original content, and all of that helps, but it's still a long play, okay? Now, there are also, this is what content activation is all about. And this is the process that we teach in Content Connection Academy. It's also the same process that we run for our Done For You customers. And it's the same way that I teach corporate customers. It is to start with a well-developed outlined content here. And we love to create video because we use the videos to create different snippets and we're using all that for social media. So all of this is really designed to help support ads, our paid ads, because we are in a growth phase. And so we're trying to get more qualified leads. The way we're doing that is we're using our content, we're using our blog, and we're using our videos to attract people, to say, who are the people who are actually willing to read my stuff and be like, oh yeah, this is good. So the key point there, as it relates to blogs, is we want to keep people on our page and we want to get them reading. So we don't want them to just show up and be like, oh, nope, I'm out, bounce. We want them to show up. We actually want them to read a little bit. The more time they spend on the page, the more it helps your ranking. Now, the more time that when they're spending time on your page as well, you are pixeling them, right? And then that creates a pixeled audience that you can then go advertise with, and that's a whole other episode. But that's how we are using blogs. So when we looked at, I promise this is coming back to the length. So when we looked at how we are crafting our blogs and how we're kind of putting everything together, we used to go out and do a bunch of extra research. And we did this every single week as we're creating different episodes, right? Do a bunch of research. And then we write a fully long form blog somewhere around 2000 words. Now the ideal, like the best ones for SEO are typically 3000 plus, the ones that rank really, really high. And those a lot of times are kind of cornerstone content. Become really long articles referencing a lot of other things and it becomes just kind of this big monster. if you bring that down somewhere between 1500 and 2000, that's a great like intermediate, well, probably 1500 and 2500. That's probably a great intermediate blog that is still enough content that it's going to attract the Google bots and everything. And they're going to be like, oh yeah, this is a great authority piece. And as long as you are optimized for your keywords and stuff, then you're going to start seeing traffic flowing in from people searching for that keyword and ultimately coming to your blog. However, if your point is not the long-term SEO game, which is something that we looked at recently, if your point is really more to support social media marketing, which also includes your paid ads, right? Which is where we are at, and that is how our process works. So we actually are bringing the size of these things down to little, small, juicy, bite-sized blogs, right? We're doing like 800 to 1,000 words because what matters is we want to convey personality. We want to convey the story. We want to get a little bit of info about what you do. And we're going to have a really awesome call to action that's going to drive people to the next step. The point is we want to use that content to bring people off of social media platforms onto our page so that we're creating a pixeled audience and we can retarget them with ads as well as catch those that are like, I'm ready to take action now. Sounds amazing, right? To do that, you don't actually have to have a super long blog. If the point is to get engagement for people on your blog, then that's all you need. Tell a story. It doesn't have to be super long. So really consider the point of what it is that you're trying to do in your blog and then adjust your length to whatever that desired outcome is. So what we're doing are these little juicy bite-sized blogs, right? And we're watching for the ones that are getting more traction, that are people are like, oh, I really like this. And so the ones that people really like, we're going back because remember, you can go back and edit blogs. Like they're a living document. So then we're going back and we're adding more stuff into those to turn them into those longer, 3,000 plus word blogs that will really be sort of pillar authority content. So that is a great way to determine the length of your blog. Hope that helps. Okay, so we made it to our final point where we're talking about the actual blog layout. So make sure you go to our actual blog and grab the graphic to look at the blog layout. But I'm going to talk to you about like when we actually sit down to write, here's the process that we go through. I love to work things backwards because I want to know where I'm going at the end and kind of write that and then bring it back. Okay. So what I like to do is look at my outline and start with the body of the copy. Start with the meat of it. Like that's the part that you know the best. Get the meat of it out. And if it's the story, get the story out. And then write the conclusion. So we'll write the end and the end, like here's the lessons I learned. Here's the next steps. Here's the call to action, right? You're going to lead them into an offer. And then I go back and write the headline and the intro. The headline and the intro are probably the most important parts because it's the first thing that people see as soon as they show up on your blog. So they got to be really hooky and grab your attention and make them want to read more. So I find it's easier to write those pieces last. And then since you already know what your call to action is, you already knew what the graphics were, the rest of it just falls in place. It becomes super easy, right? I know you got this. You can totally do this. Please, at the very least, if the only thing that you do is take into account doing a little bit of research and incorporating some stories, or if all you do is be like, okay, I can write a story and put that up on my website, great. Do that. If you're interested in taking the next steps, go follow this, create your outline, include those 3 points, include your calls to action, all of your stories, and post that blog. Start doing it consistently. It will help your efforts. I guarantee it. Absolutely. And if you're looking for a little bit of help on how to take this into exact process, step by step, and even using like reusing old content that you have or for creating new, that is what the Content Connection Academy is all about. So go check out contentconnectionacademy.com or you can get more info right on our website at formuladone.com as well. So I hope this one helped. Little long, lots of details, but I know after this, you totally got this, and I know that you will know how to write good blog posts. So go get it.